We express our tremendous gratitude to Father Kalivas for taking the time and making a long journey to be with us. His deep learning and tremendous experience to enrich our understanding of the liturgical life of our Holy Church. We have been inspired by his devotion, challenged by his trenchant observations, uplifted by his eloquence, and beguiled by his gentle and good humor. He has provided us with food for thought and discussion for many months to come, as we return to our parishes and to continue our liturgical ministry. We are grateful to him for all that he has given of himself to us, but most grateful for this, that he came to us not proclaiming from on high as a scholar and professor, though he is both of those, but rather he came as a fellow priest and a wise elder brother to engage us in thoughtful conversation. We rejoice to count him as our brother in Christ and pray that God will grant him many years. Thank you, Father. Brothers, now we have come to the end of this seminar, and I thank God for every moment we spent together. You know, the reason, the substance of having this seminar is to bring some challenge, you know, like some thoughts, even something we don't like. You know, as he said, and I agree about that, and I use the same expression, that we are not robots. We are not robots. So we cannot agree about everything. We are learners here. I was listening carefully to this discussion, you know, today and yesterday and before. Father Ephraim brought something very important today: division. This is scary. No, when we have obedience to our roots and to our holy tradition and to our mother church, so we will never have any division. But when someone claims that he is the church, he is the right person, he is the right, you know, like way, and he does something on his own, we stop that person. We don't let him, you know, like Ben Lomond, one example, somewhere else, you know, another example. You know, we have many examples. We don't like to lose anyone. We don't love to anyone to be gone astray. But if someone makes a choice, he has to pay it, to pay for it. You know, I was born in this church, and I had the fears you have now. All my life, I went through all the fears. But these are my fears, but the church continues. The church is alive. The church is in good hands. The election of our new patriarch, you know what happened? If you don't believe in the work of the Holy Spirit, this is what happened in the election of our new patriarch. So the Holy Spirit, within a second, saved the whole church from any division. So the Holy Spirit continues to work in our church. I agree about receiving converts, you know, like, and defining heresies or hereticals. The spontaneous, if you like, statement now I have to make, that everyone who doesn't accept all the package of orthodoxy, he is heretical. This is the quick definition now I give. And some people, you know, after we receive them in the church, and you know, many of them, after they've been received in the church, and they received communion, and some of them were ordained. After that, you remember Father Nicholas, one of them, he came to me, was a deacon. He said, "Your Grace, I don't believe that orthodoxy will bring any salvation to me." You remember that person? So I begged him. I had tears. "Please don't rush with this. Let us work on that." He insisted that orthodoxy cannot bring salvation to him. And this archdiocese ordained him, received him, and etc. So don't have fears. Fears, you know, come from the devil, from the evil one. Have faith in your church. Have faith in your hierarchs. I die before I scandalize one or anyone, or I confuse anyone. So we are here to strengthen and deepen our faith. You know, we hear, I said to you last night, we hear philosophies and ideologies and thoughts and professors and seminaries and, you know, like, we don't have to accept everything we hear. You know, by hearing like this, you know, positive and negative and all this discussion, you know, like, it strengthens me. So I am grateful to what we have, and I'm grateful to the whole week, you know, like the 4 days we've been together. And I have a few notes here. First of all, you know, like in light what I am saying, Father Galivas, our archdiocese, our patriarchate, we have all the pre-sanctified services in the evening. And we have evening liturgies. We've been doing that in Damascus and in Beirut and here and everywhere many, many years. You know, like, it's not a new invention. So just I wanted like to say, to bring this to your attention. And in Damascus, we used to have the service, the Paschal service and Christmas service, the Nativity, in the morning, 4 o'clock, you know, a.m. or something. And because of the need of the people, so the Patriarchate has changed that into evening service. But every church in Damascus has 3 altars, those who visited, you know, like churches in Damascus or in Beirut. So we have 3 altars. So we serve in the evening, Paschal service or Nativity service, but we serve another liturgy in the morning for the elders, for those who are unable to be in the evening, especially the children. So we have 3 services at the same time, in the evening, in the morning, and sometime, you know, close to noon. So the church is not a dead body. The church is, you know, always acting like a loving mother, and we have to meet all the needs of the people. Confession is very important, as I indicated last night in the Pacific Northwest Deanery, and we are working on that in the assembly, and I am the chair of the pastoral committee, and part of it is confession and frequent communion and receiving converse and all this, you know, like just hold on and wait until like we finish the work. Now, if the assembly will approve that, and that is that jurisdictions, you know, have to decide that. I am unhappy with one thing in this seminar. You know, even I shortened The seminar one day was supposed to finish tomorrow on Friday. So as first year, I made this kind of decision, and just that to help you and to make you, you know, like not to be away from home many days and etc. But I was unhappy, like not to see everyone in the services. Last night in the paraclesis, not everyone was there. And you know me, you know, with all due respect to the teaching, but the service is more important than anything else. So please, don't let me talk to those individuals, you know, like to embarrass them. So let us respect what we are doing. Let us accept it with joy and with love, because I am trying to build a brotherhood here, and you know that. So everyone is not allowed to leave the seminar before he talks to me. So when someone, he tells me that he wants to go for a dinner with his family, of course, I'm not against that. But freedom is not like to use freedom the way we like. Freedom without obedience, freedom without respect, you know, like doesn't mean anything. So the services are number one in any seminar, you know that. And it's clear. As I said, I could have asked you to read this book, for example, for Professor Kalivas. You don't have to come here. No, but we come here for some other reasons. To deepen the bond. I am in charge of you, and you have to care of me, and we have to greet each other. This is very important. So the father's chanters, or before, let us begin with the celebrants. Father Thomas Ferzel and the two deacons, Deacon Mike Habib and the fresh deacon, John, they did a very good job. There are some, a few little things for Father Thomas, deacon, little things, but they don't cause any harm. So I appreciate what you're doing. And the reason, you remember in the past when I asked like clergy to rotate, and every day we had a different celebrant, a different deacon, but for the sake of consistency, so I am trying to do this. And always I choose the most recent, the most newly ordained to serve in order to have more confidence. So next year, God willing, we have different faces. So thank you, Father Thomas, and thank you, the two deacons. We have the beautiful father's cantors or chanters. So they did a superb job under the supervision of, or under the direction of Father Timothy Beckley. Thank you very much, you and to all the cantors. We have, you know, like always, this seminar has a good number of administrators. So Father Nicholas Spire has been doing that for many, many years. Thank you, Father Nicholas. Beautiful job. And with him, Father Nathan also did a wonderful job. And the replacement of Father Polycarp, you know, God rest his soul, he used to be the in charge of the finances. Now the replacement is Father Stephen Howell. Thank you very much also for that. With the help of Deacon Michael, anyone else with you? All right. Thank you. So I think while I'm talking about the administrators of this seminar, and I ask you to book for next year. For the administrators, next year's seminar would be February from the 3rd through the 6th. You know, the chapel, the setting of the chapel is beautiful. So thank you, Father Patrick O'Grady and Saint Peter. Thank you very much. Beautiful. Nothing missing from the chapel, and everything was there, and icons and beautiful. Even we are not an Orthodox place, but we feel that we are home, you know, surrounded by our beautiful icons. Last but not least, that quiet person, you know, like he doesn't say much, but he does everything for us. That is Deacon Stephen Vanvakidis. He is the recording person and he is the sound system person. Thank you very much. You know, it's normal to be here as a clergy, but also we have more joy to have some individuals with us who are not ordained yet. We have the most candidate for the diaconate in Christ in Salt Lake City. Very soon I will be there and I will ordain him, Subdeacon John Bean from Salt Lake City. So he is with us. Where is John? Can you stand up? So this gentleman is a good man and I will ordain him to the diaconate. I had a big fight for his ordination, and thank God it happened. It will happen. So we have another dear brother, you know, like he had with us for many, many years, very, you know, dedicated and very devout in being with us. That is another quiet person from Lompoc, from St. Timothy. He is Art Dosey. Look how the Holy Spirit works. We have there someone, a gentleman in the Navy. So he is trying to join the army of Jesus Christ. Subdeacon Jeffrey Perry. Would you stand up, please? I met him with his family and beautiful children in San Diego, my last visit to St. Anthony in San Diego, and I got together and we talked, and I am so pleased to have him and his family in the faith, and thank God they are deep and they are willing to deepen more and more their faith. And he is a chaplain. He is a chaplain so far, and he is in the St. Stephen course, and he is working on himself under Father John Ryman, and God willing, he will be prepared for a diaconate, for the Holy Diaconate very soon. So thank you for being with us here, Jeff. So last but not least, we have another man from Canada. That is Barry Neufeld, will you stand up, mister? So this gentleman, another good man under the supervision of Father Michael Gillis. So thank you for being here. Everyone is trying to correct me. You see, I am suffering, Father. Do you have any answer for that? You know, Subdeacon Thomas Rice, also another, he is with me and he is traveling with me. He is quiet, you know, even when we are traveling, he doesn't say much. He reads and he plays with his iPad all the time. He gives me a private time, you know, like to read or to doze off and something like that. You know, he is a good man. They call him New Michael. Difference, big difference? What difference? Don't be accusatory. So that's why, you know, like again and again, we thank God for all the blessings bestowed upon us in this seminar. You know, I can't thank you enough for your commitment and your attentiveness and your willingness, let's say, you know, like to learn more and more about, and you know, if we don't talk to each other, if we don't see each other, if we don't disagree with each other, how can we, you know the truth? So this is the reason, you know, we have a seminar. We are not questioning or we are not undermining anyone's knowledge. We know that, you know, like you know a lot, and you are trying to have more knowledge, but we need this kind of time together and to accept one another. You know, when you disagree about something, so the church finally, you know, like the church has to say the final word. And Father said it many times, you know, like he is not here to make any decision, because, you know, like we are under the Patriarchate of Antioch, and we have the hierarchs, and the hierarchs have to decide for us. And back to liturgical services a little bit, you know, like what we practice, we heard something, you know, like from him, and nice, and it's good to know, you know, like something what other jurisdictions, you know, practicing, but what we have been practicing remains the same. We'll never ever change it on our own. I am not entitled to change it, and you are not entitled to change it as well. So everything comes from our hierarchs. That is, you know, like the answer. So doesn't hurt like to hear. You know, I like when I go to the Serbian church, for example, they serve on their own, and I am just like, whatever they tell me to do, I do it. I respect that, because Father said it, you know, it depends on the culture, and it depends on the history, and every jurisdiction has a different history and a different culture. So therefore, you know, like, don't feel that bad about, you know, like when you see some differences between this jurisdiction and that. This is the you know, the most important thing, and I think I heard it in this discussion, that the most important thing is the creed. We don't compromise that. The one baptism, we don't compromise that. We have definitions, and I am grateful to the brothers who gave me a CD and some letter about many kinds of baptism, and to consider that, and I will play that here in this room in May when I meet with the pastoral committee in this room, and I will play it for them. So this is, you know, that's why, you know, like we are here, to know what we have more and more, and to know what other brothers, you know, like everywhere they do and practice, and so by this by saying this, so I ask you to stand up and let us finish with a prayer.
Your Eminence, with your permission, one person was not mentioned, a very important person in connection with this retreat and conference, On behalf of all the brethren, Your Eminence, we want to thank you for organizing this. I've been in this archdiocese, some of you perhaps longer than I have, but one of the oldest members at the age of almost 83. Thank you so much for having this, organizing this conference, and continuing to do so. It's certainly a valuable thing. God grant you many years, Your Eminence.
Thank you, Father.
Kyrie philate, is polaeti despota, is polaeti despota, is polaeti despota.
One of the greatest blessings to be here, of having Father Paul with us. So many years to you, Father Paul. And we finish with a short prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of us. We thank you, O Lord, for every single moment you have given to us to express our love and mutual respect and understanding for each other. We thank you, O Lord, for the speaker and his knowledge and his love and his skill. We thank you, O Lord, for every brother present here and those who are in our prayer, especially those who are sick. Grant them, O Lord, healing and recovery. Remember, O Lord, our brothers and sisters and loved ones and all the Christian community in Syria and everywhere. Save them, O Lord, from any harm, from any danger, from any violence. Bless, O Lord, our endeavor, and keep watching over this holy brotherhood. Safeguard all of us, O Lord, from any evil invasion. And we thank you, O Lord, for your love and care and guidance. For your name is always glorified and blessed forever. Amen. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen.